tonight's speaker meeting. Our main speaker and I were invited together as a duo for tonight's meeting because we work recovery together as fellow travelers, and we have been invited to talk about this as part of our sharing tonight. I'll share for about 10 minutes and then introduce our main speaker. My name is Tom. Because I want to make sure that I say what I want to say and not what I don't want to say, I actually wrote this out, so.
Oh, good. See, we just hit it on time. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here I go. How I came to ACA. I am a lunatic, an ACA lunatic. I say that affectionately because ACA has brought so much understanding to my otherwise insane life. I knew I came from a home life that was not functional. I just never quite understood how much it affected me and in what ways. I'm also an introvert, so I was always thinking that my insanity and social quirks were tied to that. The fact that I'm an introvert definitely adds some interesting flavors to my ACA traits, but it is mostly my ACA traits that led to my nervous breakdown in October of 2020. My rock bottom. A little background context. In August of 2020, 2 months before my breakdown, I had been separated from my now ex-wife for about a year and a half, and we decided to make it permanent. I moved out of my former house into an apartment, about 2 miles away. Despite the location, it was night and day difference for me. This single event, divorcing and moving to an apartment, triggered some of my heaviest ACA traits. Fear of abandonment, my lack of feeling safe, and tied to safety was the extreme anxiety I took on from my alcoholic and pill-addicted single mom. From age 8 or so, my mom was regularly telling me I was stoic and I didn't show my emotions, and telling my siblings and I that if we didn't behave or do our chores or whatever she wanted, she was going to have a breakdown and lose the house and we'd have to move to an apartment. These messages were repeated over and over to me. I took them on and made them my own. My own critical parent became fully developed in my mom's voice, and the message was loud and clear. Emotions are not okay and not welcome, particularly anger. And if I don't work and grind, I will have a breakdown, lose the house, and move to an apartment. As a kid, I didn't exactly know what this meant other than it was extremely bad. Fast forward to August of 2020, I fulfilled my childhood nightmare. I lost my house and I moved to an apartment. My nervous breakdown would come a couple months later. As August passed into September and then October, my anxiety about finances continued to increase. It was all rooted in my childhood fear and a deep-seated sense of a lack of safety. I was having burning nerve pain in my hips by this time, but I was misinterpreting it as mechanical issues tied to old injuries. As my money anxiety became louder in my head and I was grieving my lost marriage and my fucked up life, my nerve pain began spreading to places that didn't make sense with my hip and backstory. The pain was becoming intolerable. On Tuesday, October 20th, 2020, I went to work. I was in a lot of physical pain. It also happened to be my 9th anniversary with my now ex-wife. I was not sleeping much at this point. The sleep deprivation was getting to me. I was woozy and out of it. With nowhere else to turn, I end up in the emergency room. This is rock bottom. My nervous breakdown was expressed through widespread nerve pain throughout my body, head to toe. I had never felt this kind of pain before. I didn't know what was happening to me, and I wasn't getting any support, in large part because I didn't tell most people what was happening. Another ACA trait. At this point, my only option was to surrender to it all. I was fried. I felt abandoned by the doctors. Thankfully, my somatic therapist was checking in on me each day. She was worried about me. There was nothing else I could do. I let go and I surrendered. I had a nervous breakdown. Everything in my life stopped. All activities, work, everything. It took all my courage to ask a friend to bring me some groceries. It brought tears when he shared it was a gift for him to help. As much as I've helped friends and families and family and others, I had never considered it might apply to me too. I began journaling, It was all I could do. It became an anchor. I began seeing things I hadn't acknowledged before, like how much anger I stuffed in my life, including around my failed marriage. Through the journaling, I became aware of my constant worry about being safe. In a text to my sister during some of the worst times of my physical pain, I shared with her that I'd come to realize just how much time and energy throughout my life I spent on worrying about finding safety, and how anxious I get if I'm not feeling safe. Among other things, she suggested I check out the ACA literature, that it might be a fit when I was ready. I was. ACA is my first 12-step program. In early November 2020, I went to my first meeting. By the end of the month, I was going to 6 meetings a week, including the Freedom Friday and Sunday Serenity meetings held by the ACA Healing Fellowship, a group within the Santa Barbara Ventura ACA group. And this is where I found my sponsor, Mark, tonight's main speaker. ACA was the lifeline I needed. The ACA words were speaking to me. I felt safe. Early on, I had known I wanted to find a sponsor. I found the ACA Healing Fellowship meetings to be a very comforting, safe place for me. The meetings were organized and well-run. I began calling folks who were willing to take calls. Mark was one of those, and pretty quickly I found he was a good match for me. I asked if he'd sponsor me, and he accepted. We began working the steps together in November. This gave my active ACA introvert mind something very nutritious to chew on. The Big Red Book became an instant favorite book of mine. Every page seems to be loaded with balm for my ACA insanity. At the outset, due to COVID and my physical pain issues, Mark and I set up a weekly one-hour Zoom call. Mark was also very gracious with his time outside of the weekly Zoom. I called or texted during the week with questions or to get help to process things. I felt safe and I felt like I was getting what I needed. This seemed to be helping my nervous system calm down as well. A huge stamp of approval from my somatic wisdom. A regular meeting schedule is important for me. Routine helps me feel safe. Safety I hadn't known as a kid when the unsettled and unexpected was the norm. Sometime in early December, Mark and I began meeting in person once a week in addition to our weekly Zoom meeting. This added a nice weekly balance to our program work. As I navigated the steps and we both navigated life. I'm now on step 11 and soaking in the love, wisdom, love, and grounding of the ACA program. As my step needs have decreased, Mark and I decided to begin working through the yellow ACA steps workbook from page 1. This has deepened my program work and allowed me to be something of a fellow traveler for Mark and his program work. The ACA program has many great resources and tools, and the beauty of it all is we seem to be each other's best resource for our healing. For me, it is so meaningful to be allowed to speak without being interrupted, and to have another listen, really listen and hear me. This simple act of humanity is such a gift for me, and sadly, it seems to be increasingly rare in our society at large. Thankfully, we have ACA. It is so interesting to me. I'm so good at the survival skills I learned as a kid. I kept right on surviving for the next 50 years. And as it all came to a head, last year, through the nerve pain, anxiety, and panic, even with all that, my brain still wasn't smart enough to stop or slow down or change things. So my body, my somatic wisdom, stepped in and put a stop to it all, everything. Through ACA and my work with Mark, I've learned my life goes much better when I stay present, tune into my breath, feel my feelings, and navigate life from this place. This is all about loving and listening to my somatic wisdom, my loving parent, my inner child, and my higher power. I'm still on leave from work, but I'm healing. I'm recovering. I'm re-engaging in life in a new way. While I wouldn't choose this, it has become a gift for me. And one of those gifts is my sponsor, Mark, tonight's main speaker. I'm grateful for Mark and the time and care he supports me with. He models the program for me regularly. With that, I want to introduce my sponsor and tonight's main speaker, Mark R. make it a landmark.